I'm Alex Michelson. Welcome to one of my favorite episodes ever of The Issue Is. This week, we're trying something that I've wanted to do for months, which is to report on the LA mayor's race in a different way. We've done a lot of interviews with both Rick Caruso and Karen Bass, where we've focused on the issues, the ins and outs of policy when it comes to homelessness and crime and the environment, etc. We hosted the first LA mayoral debate where we got into all that stuff. But what I don't think we've spent enough time on is answering the question that so many people come up to me and ask, which is, what's Karen Bass really like? What's Rick Caruso really like? What are they about? What drives them? And I've gotten a chance to get to know both of them, and I frankly really like both of them. I'm impressed by how dedicated they both have been for decades to this community. And so I wanted to do a special at two of the places that sort of define who they are. Karen Bass at the Community Coalition, Rick Caruso at a church that he's funded through education programs. And I wanted to also talk to their families. A lot of people don't know about Karen Bass's kids and the loss of her kid, and Rick Caruso, who is so exceptionally close with his kids. And to hear from them. Both of their kids had never given TV interviews before. They agreed to do their first with us, or at least TV interviews during the campaign. And both Bass and Caruso were more personal than I'd ever seen them before. This is my favorite interview with both of them. And so here are stories on each of them. We'll have Karen Bass in a moment, but let's start with Rick Caruso.
This is Jesus.
Rick Caruso is introducing his kids to a family whose education he helped sponsor.
He said Jesus is going to be the mayor after I am, which is great.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm ready for that.
Caruso has helped hundreds and hundreds of kids like Jesus over four decades.
It's one of the reasons, quite frankly, that I'm really excited about becoming the mayor, because I get to really amp it up.
Caruso says he first learned about service from his Italian immigrant grandparents, who came to Boyle Heights in the 1920s.
They came here with nothing, that moved to Boyle Heights, didn't know the language, didn't have any money, just had a dream to have a better life for their family. As modest as they were, their rule was there's always room at the table. There's always a seat at the table. And there's always a way to help people.
30 years ago, Caruso and his wife Tina started donating and volunteering at an early education center called Para Los Niños. To get there, parents have to walk through LA Skid Row.
They take their kids to that school starting from 3 months old to 6 years old. They have to cross that sea of inhumanity, but when you open up those doors, it is literally a slice of heaven and hope combined.
The Tina and Rick Caruso Early Education Center at Para Los Niños provides parents with tools to help their kids out of poverty.
The biggest problem is that Tina and I are both crybabies, so.
It's emotional for you to see those kids. What goes through your mind when you see them?
It's not sadness. It's literally tears of joy that these families work so hard. The moms and dads are living and working on the Skid Row area, normally in the Garment District, something like that. But to have that kind of hope and belief and love of your child, to have the gift of going to a school that's going to give your child a chance for a future, that's what is just inspiring.
Seeing them makes him reflect on his own family's journey.
It reminds me of my grandparents. You know, that was them.
The Carusos would often bring their own kids along to learn from these families.
Can you talk for a moment about what your kids mean to you?
Oh, now you're going to make me cry again. You know, I'll bundle it up with Tina. They're the dearest things in my life. They're the thing that I care about the most. They're the beginning and the end of my day.
The Caruso family is exceptionally close. The adult children and their parents meet for dinner several times a week.
They have a real sense of humanity and a real sense of purpose and of care and love, literally of their fellow man and woman. And there's a pureness to them that that inspires me. And I'm so proud of them.
We sat down with his kids for their first TV interview of the campaign.
Welcome, guys.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
This is the first time you've done something like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is on camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex is a 32-year-old real estate attorney. Gianna, or Gigi, is a 22-year-old fashion designer and entrepreneur. Justin is a 27-year-old DJ and music producer. Greg is a 31-year-old director and filmmaker. He joined us via Zoom while battling COVID.
What is it about your dad that you love so much?
I love that he's really down to earth. He is like a best friend to all of us. And that's what means the most to me.
He loves to have fun. He loves music. He loves singing. He loves to tease us.
He is genuinely just like the sweetest, most compassionate, loving person ever. He's so personable.
He's always conducted his life with great integrity and compassion.
They learned a lot about service during all those trips to Para Los Niños.
He taught us that service is part of our responsibility as human beings, frankly.
There was so much joy in it, especially being with kids.
You're with the most beautiful, cutest little kids ever. They're all so happy.
Watts traditionally has always been a violent place.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
2018, Greg made a film called A Week in Watts, profiling another program his dad helps to fund called Operation Progress.
Living in a place like in Watts can't stop you from looking up to your dreams.
There are incredible, incredible kids who are going through things that no child should have to endure.
8 to like 13, that's where my focus is at.
Operation Progress pairs an LAPD officer mentor with a third grade student, often at the Nickerson Garden Housing Project.
The officer gets to understand the community better. The families get to understand the officers better. So you build trust, which is the key in law enforcement.
The officer stays active in the kid's life through high school. They have a 100% high school graduation rate. Caruso has given over 300 of the kids scholarships, many headed to top colleges.
Columbia, Stanford, USC, Boston College. How about that? These are kids that have grown up sleeping on the floor in the projects because at night there could be a chance that a bullet comes through the window.
Caruso has been volunteering in Watts since then LA Mayor Tom Bradley introduced him to activist Sweet Alice Harris 40 years ago. We were with them in May as she endorsed him.
He gonna get to be mayor, and I'm gonna still work with him.
It doesn't get any better.
So is this elementary school?
This is elementary, so this is K-8.
On this day, Caruso shows us around St. Lawrence of Brindisi in Watts, one of the schools Operation Progress sponsors.
How lucky are we that we can help them?
Some of Caruso's commitment to community is rooted in a deep religious faith.
I believe that everybody needs to believe in something bigger than themselves. You can call that faith, you can call it whatever you want.
At USC, he founded the Caruso Catholic Center, which he says provides mentorship for all faiths.
What it gives me is hope. It gives me a bigger picture. It minimizes the day-to-day problems we all have as human beings.
Caruso says he's also guided by counsel from his kids.
It's this commitment that family is always first and foremost in your life, and that's what you gravitate to, and that's your North Star.
What's Rick Caruso the dad like?
He's so fun.
He's always there to give us advice, just to talk to about anything.
The kids say it's been tough to watch some of the attack ads against their dad during the campaign.
It's hard not to scroll on Twitter and like get out of that. I would say for me, being his daughter, the everything surrounding him and pro-choice would be the thing that, why am I gonna get upset? Like, what?
It's emotional. But you love him a lot.
Right-wing extremists will stop at nothing.
She's referencing ads like this.
And when they needed money, Rick Caruso was happy to help.
That discussed Caruso's past donations to anti-abortion Republicans.
Rick Caruso tapped his fortune to help take away our freedom.
My position is clear, and it always has been clear. I support a woman's right to choose, period.
Caruso says as mayor, he'd protect abortion rights in Los Angeles.
He has tried to say it over and over, I'm pro-choice, and there's still people that are not understanding that he genuinely is. So it's frustrating.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about your dad as all these things are being said about him?
They could think he might be cold because he's this successful businessman, and couldn't be farther from the truth. He's actually probably the warmest human being I know.
Caruso says in the wake of a racist conversation being leaked between LA city council members, listening to communities like this one is essential.
There needs to be a hope that the great American dream is here in Los Angeles. And so my fear is that we get stuck. And that's where the mayor really becomes important, to constantly remind people we are moving forward and we've got your back and we're here to serve you.
As mayor, he hopes to inspire others to serve however they can.
If everybody just does a little bit, whatever that may be, to help somebody that needs some help, the city changes so dramatically so quickly.
Our thanks to Rick Caruso, and our thanks to his kids as well. It was really great to hear from them, and really great to hear from Karen Bass and her family. Here's their story.
Wow.
We're with Karen Bass and her modern family for a delicious brunch.
And then some fresh cut fruit.
Prepared by her son-in-law. We're eating inside the Community Coalition, a South LA-based nonprofit Bass helped to form 32 years ago while a young mom.
Who is Karen Bass, the mom?
A very involved mom.
In the 80s, Bass gave birth to Amelia, with then-husband Jesus Lechuga.
We were married for a while, and when we divorced, we believed strongly in keeping the children together. So he had three children who have been a part of my life since the day they were born.
Those children include Yvette and Cynthia, who gave us their first TV interview of the campaign.
What does Karen Bass mean to you?
I mean, she means everything to me. She's my mom. One of them, but she's my mentor, she's my confidant. I'm getting a little emotional.
She's been there when it's been the hardest, you know? When we want to break down, she's there. So, oh my God, I don't know why I'm crying so much.
When Yvette was diagnosed with leukemia as a child, Bass tapped into her experience as a nurse practitioner.
I managed her care for 2.5 years. She was with me. As a matter of fact, she was here at Community Coalition. I had a special couch in my office, and I would go with her for her chemo, and then afterwards she would come back here and sleep.
She was there when I got diagnosed. She was there with all my appointments. She was just with me every step of the way.
Thankfully, Yvette beat that cancer. But years later, the family was devastated by tragedy when Amelia, then 23, and her husband Michael were both killed in a car crash on the 405.
I remember that day, you know, like it was yesterday, and I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like a personal earthquake. And people will tell you in time it gets better, and it's just not true. A traumatic loss like that never goes away.
I mean, we're still processing it to this day, so that's a tough question. I don't think it's something we'll ever get over.
And it took me years to realize, like, how devastated I was about it. I mean, I still am.
They say Amelia was becoming more politically active right before her death.
The last thing in the world she wanted to do was to be an activist. But in the last couple of years in college, that's absolutely the direction she was going.
Her sisters say Amelia helped them find their voice.
Whenever she saw any injustice.
Yeah, she would point it out right away and let us know.
We think about her all the time. We talk about her all the time. I named my son after my brother-in-law.
Michael.
Michael and his cousin Henry have both brought Bass extraordinary joy as her grandsons.
What is Karen Bass, the grandmother, like?
Now, Karen Bass, the grandmother, spoils her boys.
What does grandma mean to you?
She means a lot to me.
She's nice and she takes care of us.
My boys, my grandsons!
After attending grandma's events, they're beginning to love politics. Bass says she first developed that love watching the news on TV every night with her dad.
My father, you know, shaped my worldview just in terms of interpreting the news. And my mother raised me with the spirit of being kind. In other words, she used to say, there is just no reason not to be nice. Mm-hmm. And that is something that has been instilled in me and my three brothers. So I was the only girl, three brothers, and so that certainly prepared me for the mailed world of politics.
Before she ever entered politics, Bass was in medicine as a nurse practitioner, working in the emergency room at County USC Medical Center.
A lot of my patients were homeless or suffering, you know, as a crime victim. So a lot of the social issues that led to people being in the emergency room, I just had a burning desire to address why they were in the emergency room to begin with.
In 1992, she formed the Community Coalition to help the community overcome its substance abuse issues.
We had crack cocaine, we had the Crips, we had the Bloods. In 1 year, we had 1,000 homicides. So what I did, which some people thought was crazy at the time, I went to the epicenter of the violence and of the problems to say we have got to get together. Because the only thing elected officials were proposing were laws to lock people up. And to me, addiction was a health problem, and gang violence was a social and an economic issue. Obviously, it was a crime problem too, but the only solution they had was to incarcerate people.
Thank you.
In 2018, we were on hand as Bass welcomed civil rights icon John Lewis to COCA.
We got it going on at the Freedom School.
He met with the young people who are mentored here. That's been happening here since the start.
I felt if we could recruit high school students and get them involved in political activism, then they would have a better outlet for their desire to be rebellious and would not join gangs.
That's you right there?
That's me right there. I was a senior in high school.
Hector Sanchez first met Bass in high school. 32 years later, he's the deputy political director for Community Coalition.
What Karen was able to do was actually engage us about the issues that are impacting our community.
Bass's activism at Community Coalition led to voters asking her to run for the state assembly. She'd become California's first female assembly speaker, then be elected to Congress, where she was almost selected as Joe Biden's vice president. Her life was pretty comfortable in Washington when Yvette first pitched an idea to her before anybody else did.
So Yvette came to you, right?
Yes.
And said, you should run for mayor.
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
I said, are you crazy?
We went through all of her talking points and told her, you know, each thing where we felt like she can really make a difference and help solve, especially homelessness.
I heard the call from all of you and from within my heart. Los Angeles, you have called me home and I'm ready to serve.
Bass says when she officially entered that race, she reflected on her activism here all those years ago.
I have a responsibility for those who are less fortunate, and it is how I've devoted my life, and it's how I will continue to devote my life. And the reason why, you know, again, I decided to run is because we now have all of these people sleeping on the street.
Bass sees a lot of similarities between now and when Community Coalition first started.
I feel we're at another inflection point in our city where we have another crisis. And I'm so worried that policymakers are getting ready to repeat the same mistakes, which is a punitive response to an overwhelming social, economic, and health problem.
After the recent leaked recording showing members of the LA City Council making racist comments while trying to draw district lines, Bass is leaning into her decades of work bringing together the black and brown communities.
The problem is inequity. So dividing the city up like a piece of pie in 15 slices does not address the disproportionate problems in inner city areas with basic city services, with unemployment, with homelessness, with violence. So we have to address those issues, and I'm looking forward to bringing civic leaders together to come up with a specific action plan, which will be a series of policy proposals that will help move us forward.
Thank you, love you.
Her family says they'll be by her side the entire journey.
I love her to death, and I think the city will too.
Our thanks to Karen Bass and her kids and grandkids and Rick Caruso and his kids. I'm sure he's rooting for grandkids soon. Our thanks to you for listening. A reminder, ballots are out in the campaign for LA mayor. You should have already gotten one. If you haven't or you want to register, you can go to registertovote.ca.gov for more. And vote. It's such an important race. Polls show that this race is neck and neck at this point. And it really matters who you vote for that and for so many other races as well. Next week, we're going to be talking to Rob Bonta, the Attorney General of California, as we get closer and closer to the final day to vote, November 8th. I'm Alex Michelson. Thanks for listening to The Issue Is.